Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Tom. And on this episode of Flesh in the Pan, if there are any girls there, I want to do them!
Bye.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Flash in the Pan.
Welcome back.
Flash in the Pan, of course, goes through your great-great-aunt's dusty old photo album and finds, dressed up in a little old-timey dress with a bow, Flash animations from the early to mid-2000s.
Or just the Macromedia Flash logo.
Yes, that too.
That too. That would be adorable.
Yeah, we have three strange and mystical and also very fun cartoons to share with you today.
Mm.
At least I hope they're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should be.
Yeah.
They tend to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can find out yourself if you're listening if you go to our website at flashinthepancast.com, where we have links to all of the cartoons we talk about as well as all the previous episodes. Housekeeping done, I think we should probably jump straight in.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and we're going to be starting off with an absolute bona fide classic. 8-bit Dungeons and Dragons.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast Magic Missile?
you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
And we're back.
We sure are.
That is, all these years later, that is still an absolute joy.
It's so fun, and it is 100% accurate.
That was the first thing I was going to say. It's like, if you've ever done tabletop roleplay, it is exactly like that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's Dungeons and Dragons, if it's Shadowrun, if it's 13th Age, if it's Cosmic Encounter, if it's Pathfinder with your cousin that no one likes, there is something in there that you will recognize.
Yeah, like, I really enjoyed that they got, like, the kind of the awkward thing where it's like you have to, like, introduce yourself to someone that you already know but mm-hmm. as someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's always really weird.
Yes.
But it's fun.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
And I've got to ask, which of those is you?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah.
I'm somewhere between the guy in the back yelling and also the guy casting Magic Missile at nothing. But I wouldn't be casting Magic Missile at nothing on purpose. I would probably be doing it by accident.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm not going to save this for the Flash R, because this is pretty upfront.
Okay.
The audio from this, at least the sketch, is from an old improv comedy troupe called the Dead Alewives.
Mm.
And basically, it's one of those comedy skits that was massively popular, like one of the most requested on like the Dr. Demento show.
Oh my God.
And like went all over the early internet and,
yeah.
and has stuck lodged in our collective yeah. conscience ever
that,
since.
I will, to be honest, that was the first time I was exposed to that sketch.
Yes.
For sure. I think it was probably a lot of people's first exposure.
Yeah, especially people of our generation. I think that's the first time we saw it, or maybe, because like, this is definitely not the only comedy video using the Dead Alewives skit.
No.
Like, you saw this made in Machinima,
saw
this made... I guarantee it's been done with Team Fortress characters.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely been done with Half-Life. I think I've seen a Half-Life one.
There's definitely a Halo one, because there always is.
Yeah, but this one is being done with Final Fantasy characters, specifically early Final Fantasy characters in the style of the incredibly popular webcomic, and I told you we'd get to it, 8-Bit Theater by Brian Clevenger. Clevenger? Clevinger? I don't know. Brian, if you're listening, please tell us how to say your name.
How do we say your name?
But yeah, 8-Bit Theater was a cartoon that ran, gosh, from about 2001, I want to say, maybe 2002?
Yeah,
for a flipping decade.
Forever.
Very, very loosely based on the plot of the very first Final Fantasy game that spun out into all sorts of comedy fantasy shenanigans. and kind of cemented a lot of fantasy jokes and fantasy tropes for a new generation who hadn't really grown up with them.
It was a comic first, right?
Yeah.
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 It was a Sprite comic.
It was a Sprite comic. It was one of the first really big ones.
The old and respected pastime of making Sprite comics.
Yes. And while there are several Flash adaptions of the comic, this is more of a tribute. Done in the same style and with the same central cast of the Red Mage, the Black Mage, the Thief, and the Fighter.
Mm.
You also see White Mage show up right at the end.
Right at the end.
Yeah.
As one of the aforementioned girls.
Yes. So as you heard in our intro bit, are there any girls? Because if there are any girls there, I want to do them. It's probably the line that stuck with me the most.
I think it's probably the line that stuck with the most people.
Because it's so wonderfully pathetic.
But it also perfectly captures like the mood of tabletop roleplay.
Especially if you've had experience of roleplaying with like a bunch of odd misfit teens.
Yeah.
Because there will always be one odd misfit teen in your party. And like, I wasn't this misfit teen, but I sat next to him, you know, right?
I mean, you don't even need to be a misfit teen, to be honest.
Okay, that's true. But like, there's always, okay, my character goes straight for the bordello. I mean, like, ooh, he knows a fancy word for brothel.
Yeah.
He's roleplayed this before.
It's not his first rodeo.
It's great, and I honestly really like how well the sprite animation, because like it's pretty simple animation, but I think it like the timing's great, the lip sync, well, quote unquote lip sync, yeah, the face square sync.
Yeah, it matches.
Yeah, it matches up fine.
Yeah.
The asides and the cutaways have a genuinely good sense of comic timing, even beyond that which already exists in the sketch.
Yeah, adds to it.
I like how there's no consistency in keeping the sprite resolutions constant or anything.
I didn't even notice. I was having such a great time watching it, I didn't even notice.
Did you not notice that all of the ogres are clearly...
Oh, no, I did, yes, I noticed that, but I mean, at the same time, it's like, well, I mean, you need to accurately convey that they are ogres, and that there are many.
there are many ogres.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, if this was made now, one of them would have been Shrek. That was all I could think of.
I mean, this was made in a post-Shrek world.
But
Shrek hadn't become mimetic yet.
He has now.
He has.
I hope you're proud, DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Look what you did.
I don't know. Whoever came up with that really ought to be Shrek-secuted. Really? Really?
I mean, I laughed at that initially and then remembered the whole story about how Shrek was like the movie that DreamWorks animators were sent to work on as punishment.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you messed up at DreamWorks, you went to work on Shrek.
Oh, yeah, because weren't they making it in tandem with, like, the Prince of Egypt or something?
Yeah.
And if you misbehaved or weren't up to snuff for the Prince of Egypt project, you had to go and work on Shrek.
Yep.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
All right, that has nothing to do with the cartoon we're talking about.
Well, it has to do with ogres, which are in the cartoon. So.
That's true, there are ogres.
There's a through line. A very tenuous one, but it's there.
Yeah, there's no resolution at all. It's just a little vignette. It's a snapshot of an all too familiar tabletop dynamic and friend dynamic. I never said. The one that I identify with most is definitely Red Mage, the Dungeon Master, with all of who just wants to get on with the game
and wants to
show his friends this world he's created and this adventure he's created, and they're just like, and they're just dicking around, and one guy's like, "Oh, actually, I cast a spell. You didn't cast a spell."
Yeah.
Just all of this petty, utterly meaningless argument and posturing, and it's so real.
It is real. I mean,
it's so real.
I mean, I did stuff like that, like where I argued with like the DM because he was like, "You get crushed by accident." I was like, "But I moved." Like, "Well, you didn't say you moved." And I was like,
"You should have said you moved."
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Like, that DM was correct.
Yes, he was correct. It was
call
just
me
like,
a narc.
I know, but like, it was just like, wait, I thought I said him. He was like, nope, you did not. Like, oh, fuck's sake.
Oh, and there's one more thing I have to mention. The lines are great. Yeah, the phrases like the pungent stench of mildew and that kind of stuff, right? I love how when the elf player says that, oh, actually, no, my eyes are grey, his blue contact lens falls out. That's just cute.
That's good.
I like that they have a motivational poster on the wall that's hang in there, baby. You know, that's classic. And just all these little extra jokes that were added. I don't think anything was detracted from the original sketch.
No, yeah, you know what? Like, another reason why this is so great is because it's timeless, pretty much.
It really is.
Because the tabletop is a thing that people have been doing for years and will probably continue to do for as long as tabletop games exist.
Yeah. The one thing that really strikes me about Not just the sketch, but also the way it was animated, is that a couple of times, one of the party members makes a joke, like, I'm attacking the darkness! And then the entire table just pisses themselves, right?
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, in that moment, when you're, like, in the magic circle, to borrow a theoretical phrase, when you're in the magic circle of the tabletop game experience, everything's funnier.
Yeah.
Everything becomes an in-joke.
Yeah.
And you can, you can kind of tell that, like, okay, this group, this fictional group, if the campaign went on for, you know, months or years or whatever, they would still be talking about attacking the darkness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that would have been elevated to a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It probably would have been written into, like, the law.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, that's the kind of thing you do when you run a game.
Yeah.
You pay attention and you, like, write shit in because you think I'll be funny.
You arrive in the town and look, there is a statue of the three of you with a placard that says, they attacked the darkness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My tabletop group were frequently, because we were in a club, we were frequently told off for being too loud because we were having too much fun.
Yep. Yes, I remember in my first tabletop group at university, we would play in the cafeteria. Like, after hours, but like, well, there were always people there, and we would always get looks. Okay, so, would you like to learn a little bit about the folks behind 8-Bit D&D?
I sure would.
Well, I think maybe it's time for some Flash.
Ah.
So, you will have seen there was a big list of people in the credits. Well, not big, but sizable.
Yeah.
You know, like a handful of people.
Yeah.
Collected under the moniker of Cyber Moon Studios. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, the Cyber Moon Studios doesn't have much of a web presence nowadays.
Wow, okay.
Cybermoon Studios only uploaded one video to Newgrounds ever. Their website is defunct and is now full of what looks to my browser to be incredibly dangerous viruses. You know, it's like finding an old shoebox and it's got scorpions in or something.
Yeah. Oh, I remember these shows.
Exactly, yeah. But Cybermoon Studios was also a DeviantArt account for some time.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Cyber Moon Studios, named Ben Magnum, joined DeviantArt 5 years after this was uploaded to YouTube.
Okay.
To Newgrounds. Okay. Within a year and a half was their last post saying that they were going back to college.
Wow.
And that was that was the last I was able to find, for at least for the name Cybermoon Studios.
Okay.
So hopefully Ben Magnum, if that is your real name, please write it.
It's a cool name.
Yeah.
If it is.
Had a lovely time in college and ended up pursuing his dreams.
I should hope so.
Yeah. So the other person I could find was Pyro Wolf. Now Pyro Wolf was the person who had ripped all the sprites and did the lip sync and that kind of stuff. So one of the key animators for this and uploaded this Flash to pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
including this ancient site called Yugo Player, which I found archived with one working advert. There's one banner ad which says, "Warning, this is really weird. Enter your birthday and click submit. Find out what may happen to you tomorrow."
It's not even spelled right.
It's not even spelled right, no. Yep.
Almost got it right. We're so close. Like 1p away.
I know, right? But the name Pyrowolf does come up, especially in conjunction with Saberwing. Now, Pyrowolf and Saberwing, after the dalliances with Flash, mm-hmm. got hardcore into the anime music video community.
Oh my god. Oh.
And you can still find...
Oh.
On the YouTube account CMS Pyrowolf, all of their old AMVs, or at least a significant chunk of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Including a lot of joke AMVs, such as setting Tenchi Muyo to Weird Al Yankovic's Pretty Fly for a Rabbi. And the classic sketch Boot to the Head done with Phoenix Wright characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just something that makes me happy.
That's fantastic.
To see this through line from classic sprite animation to AMVs. And again, like, clearly they didn't lose their sense of comedy.
Uh-huh.
And they have uploaded a few other Flash stuff on here, which
they've
got
a lot of views as well. Like,
oh yeah. Well, I mean, like, they've had a decade in which to accrue these views.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. Of course, they did a Trigun one.
Yeah.
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 To Sarah McLachlan's Angel.
Okay.
Which imagine we're going to have to watch after this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, like, so most of the mentions of Pyrowolf, specifically Pyrowolf and Saberwing together, so clearly they collaborated a lot, is from AMV communities saying, "Oh, yeah, this was my favorite back in the day," or like, "I still love this one," and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah? I saw some people talking about them from 2013. So clearly they were influential enough to, like, really leave a mark on some people.
Yeah. Yeah, I still remember, like, a few AMV things I watched which, like, inspired me to, like, start trying to video edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. There seems to be no news, at least that I could properly find, on what any of the folks involved are up to nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you have any extra information... please write in and tell us, because you're just looking at a list of AMVs that these people remember, aren't you?
Yep.
Like Rammstein and Evangelion.
I've seen that one above, the one above it.
What?
The Material Girl one.
What?
I've definitely seen.
Ranma One Half with Material Girl.
I've definitely seen.
Well,
that.
We've discussed your feelings about Ranma One Half.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh my goodness. And the last thing I want to mention in terms of the Flash is, you can still visit the Cybermoon Studios DeviantArt, although it hasn't been... Nothing's been taken down, though it hasn't been uploaded in, 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just wanted to share one of my favourite things on it, which is this great animation of Kirby riding, like, the wheel enemy equivalent of, like, a ridiculous muscle car.
That's very good.
It's very good. It's very good. Just look at it. It's great.
I could look at that for hours.
Yes. Let's not, though.
Let's not, though.
Because it's time to move on to some comments. You ready for some comments?
Okay.
Of course you're ready for some comments.
Here we go.
Okay, so the first thing that you see, if you scroll down on the Newgrounds page, is from February the 4th of this year, 2018, The Shadow Hatter, 5 out of 5. I miss this instant classic. 15 years later, we still here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can't argue with that.
No.
Do you want to do the next one?
Okay.
So this is from way back when it was released.
2003. Mm-hmm. Stainless One, March 23rd. I give out a few tens. Brilliant piece. Absolutely brilliant. I have heard the original D&D sketch before and loved it, and this animation made it... how many fucking numbers is that?
Let me just... 109 billion.
109 billion times better. This sucker is going into my top 10. Here's a challenge for you. Somewhere out there is a sequel to that D&D sketch. It would be cool if you did another animation for that one too. Oh, and Cybermoon Studios responds.
Yep, they respond, I'll look.
But I can't make any promises. why can't it be an even number? I'm not complaining, but thanks for the review. Alright.
Okay, yeah. It's like weirdly kind of standoffish.
Thanks for the review. Thanks for liking my work, I guess. Jeez, people these days.
Well, the commenter did basically give them homework.
I mean, all they were saying was like, hey, there's another thing I'd really like to see you make.
There is that.
Yeah.
Not everyone loved it, though. Here's quite a lengthy one by L. Big Sauce from 2 years after this was uploaded. Gave it only 1.5 stars out of 5. L. Big Sauce said, stole credit. Okay, I don't think anyone knows that the audio track of this flash came out a few years ago by somebody else. This joke is old. The person who made this flash took the audio and just added some Final Fantasy characters. The audio wasn't made by this guy, so it shouldn't have been graded like it was. There's a lot of other versions on this web of people using Quake characters and other animations to do the acting. That much is true.
Yeah, that's true.
This is just like on MTV, when someone covered a song from someone else who made it a long time ago that no one really knows about and gets famous off of it because he allows the credit to come in like it was his.
Generally, when people cover things, like, credit is given.
There is that, yeah. Did you know that Torn by Natalie Imbruglia isn't originally by Natalie Imbruglia?
I mean, I can believe it.
Yeah. The original song came out like 1.5 years before.
Wow.
The only thing special about this flash is that the creator thought using old Final Fantasy characters would make it funnier, so I graded on how he used them to the audio. And even then, that was only 1.5 stars, so clearly L. Big Sauce was not impressed.
L. Big Sauce seems to think that, like, this was phenomenally easy to make, which it quite clearly wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
People just don't... They just don't read the credits.
There is that.
Like, the credits are there for that express reason. That's why they're called credits.
Yeah.
Because you're giving credit to everything that, you know, helped create the thing.
There is that. There is that. But, yeah, so despite a few detractors, I think this still pretty much holds up.
Yeah, absolutely does.
It's still a great sketch. Yeah. Like you said, it's timeless.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I imagine this will still be amusing people in 10 years' time, in 20 years' time.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be preserved for sure.
Preserved, yes. Like a lucky D20.
Or a fine glass of wine. Or a fine bottle of wine.
Yeah, you don't
preserve a glass of wine. What are you talking about?
Can you imagine going down?
Yes, oh, I'll yes. have a glass of 1894.
So here is a very valuable 13th century bottle that was presented to Pope Urban IV. And next to it is a glass of it he didn't finish. Next up is a cartoon with a little different tack, which is called From My Room. And we're back.
That was nice.
That was really nice, yeah. It's short, it's simple, and yeah, it's got a lot of personality, and it's got a lot of heart.
Yeah.
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 So, the first thing you notice is that the guy who made this was incredibly proud of it. Proud enough not just to watermark it with his own name, which was fairly common practice, but also to watermark the entire thing with his email address.
I mean, you know, just in case prospective employers want to get in contact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to tell you something now that may wow you. This is from 2001.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
It's well done for the time then. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
And it's like a classic sort of kids' ghost story, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, there's something in the wardrobe. Ooh. There's something in his closet. What is? Oh, there's a light, and then there's a cool looking, almost 3D modeled car.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like how. Even the few objects you see are really nicely styled.
Yeah.
There's kind of a Craig McCracken, Jenny Tartakovsky sort of angularity to a lot of it.
That was the first thing that I noticed, was like when when the house appeared, I was like, oh wow, that looks like, that's really immediately very quite like quite striking.
Yeah, it's quite late 90s sort of Cartoon Network sort
I got that vibe from it.
And nothing says late 90s early 2000s more than his incredible swoop of hair.
guy
looking like bit part actor from Point Break. Actually, no, not Point Break. This guy looks like the one from Brink.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen Brink, go and see Brink. It's a genuinely delightful low budget teen movie about rollerblading.
It's good.
It's good. It's yeah. Good. You've got a huge smile on your face about this cartoon.
It's I think what strikes me about it is that it kind of feels a little bit like some of the other stuff that we've covered before, which feel like someone's like kind of like first like university project, you know? It definitely has that kind of feel like, oh shit, I've got to like construct a story with like a cohesive, plot and characters and map it all out and storyboard it and shit. And yeah.
And you think he succeeded?
I think so. It kind of reminds me of like stuff I did in the past, which yeah.
But did you have an adorable teen girl squad looking?
Oh my god!
Ghost
yeah.
girl.
I was trying to remember like to think of what she reminded me of, and it was that. Like I couldn't take my eyes off her because her head is an ellipsis.
It's an ellipse, you mean?
An ellipse, yes. Sorry, yes, it is an ellipse. Yeah. With a the curved line for a mouth.
Yes. I like that her expression doesn't change. I like it because it's not like suddenly she's smiling and all that kind of stuff. Like, she's still her own ghost, but she's expressing this playfulness or affection physically. And I think that that's nice, and I think that adds a little more. I think that's a bit more evocative than if she suddenly smiled.
Yeah, I think
so. To me, at least.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really write down much for this one, apart from 90s flop hair. Because, like I said, it's very simple. Yeah. But it really works.
Yeah.
And I'm. It made me happy.
Yeah, it made me happy too.
The music is from the Poltergeist soundtrack, which amused me.
Yeah.
Have you seen Poltergeist?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my fault. He was like, Poltergeist did not go like this.
No, Poltergeist had a very different plot
yeah.
from My Room. Looking for a remake that properly captures the... they are going to do a Poltergeist remake, aren't they?
Are they?
Probably. I think they are. I mean, they don't need to.
They really don't.
No.
I mean, they don't. No, they really just, they don't need to do it.
No.
No.
Right. Want to learn some stuff about Alex O'Leary?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So, Alex O'Leary is the guy who made this animation all the way back in September of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
This was hugely popular at the time. It got, like, daily first place, weekly choice, all that kind of fun stuff, like over 1 million views since it came out, which is pretty impressive for Newgrounds, as we've already discussed. It was not the uploader's only cartoon. They uploaded under the name Neanderthal. And, this was one of three. We might cover the other two in future episodes, why not?
Yeah, why not?
But briefly, he was very active, and then he wasn't. He is now 41. Which means this was made... Yeah, this was made when he was about 23,
okay,
I'd say.
Yeah.
23, 24.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that definitely checks out with your... You know, like, okay, this is a university student project or something like that. He's from Chile. I don't know if he's still in Chile, but he's from Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just nice. I couldn't find that much else that he's done.
Wait a minute.
What?
Look underneath where it says animator, where I think it's supposed to say, like, where they go to school.
Oh, yes.
It's just a winky face.
It's just a winky face.
Sorry, that just amuses me.
They've got weird names for universities in Chile.
How did you say that with your mouth?
I wish I knew the Spanish for winky face.
Yeah. go on.
Yeah, so I did find his demo reel on Vimeo, which is mostly CGI stuff. I'll scrabble through that so you can have a look at...
They've come, like, an incredibly long way.
Yeah, so this demo reel is from last year. And it's interesting that you say they've come a long way, because the only other piece of information I could find is that he works for Sony Pictures Imageworks.
Well...
Yeah. And has been an animator and teacher of animation and an artist since before this was uploaded.
So, oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
1999, 98, 96, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive. You know, like this guy went to the French School of Animation.
Oh, Gobelin.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Jesus, yeah. I mean, that's a prestigious school.
Yeah, this is some pedigree.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, he decided to upload three flashes he was particularly proud of to Newgrounds.
Why not?
Yeah, I think it's really nice. And, like, we get this little snapshot into the, you know, the early kind of... This would have been back when he was kind of, like, jobbing as an animator and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And this would have been either side projects or maybe pitches or that kind of stuff. Yeah. But, like, yeah, it's neat, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I know, right? Wow. Yeah, Sony Pictures Imageworks, who've worked on everything from Surf's
Spider-Man
Up to...
Spider-Man 3.
To the Emoji Movie to...
Oh, dear.
To stuff like Spider-Man Homecoming.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we have quite a few comments for this one, because there was an interesting spread.
Okay.
So, do you want to read the first one from a couple of years ago?
Hey, I know you. We've said this person's name before.
Have we?
We absolutely have. This is from Erico.
Erico with a C.
Erico with a C. We've definitely seen a comment from this person before.
Okay.
Erico, September 14th, 2016. So just a couple of years ago. Well, I wasn't expecting something that heartwarming. It really wasn't scary at all. I love the animation. I guess this other character was supposed to be a ghost. She wasn't scary at all. The music was from Poltergeist? It doesn't seem appropriate for the movie, yeah, that's what we were saying. It kind of reminded me of E.T. You know, the whole finding a mysterious being and befriending it. A Halloween submission for September? Then again, I already see Halloween stuff now. Yes, Halloween officially begins in September, so... Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. I also like that Erica went straight to E.T. rather than, you know, perhaps the more obvious Nuki or Mac and Me.
Yeah. Well, E.T.'s much.
That was a joke. E.T. is obviously
recognizable than Mac and Me.
So Chubby Hyphen Chicken. Chubby
name.
Chicken.
Good name.
Way back on release day said true beauty. I was stunned by such a wonderful movie. The simple innocence and friendship and understanding made my heart melt. Wonderful job. Sadly, Newgrounds seems to be not the right place for a true artwork like this, because the majority of its users are 14-year-old perverts looking for free cartoon porn and sticks killing each other.
I mean, you kind of can't really argue with that, to be fair.
And they don't appreciate things like this because you've wasted their valuable hentai hunting time. Anyway, good job, and bravo!
I mean, this person... It's got, like, a proper stick up their ass, but also they're right.
But it's a violent stick.
They're also right. They're also kind of correct.
Yeah, I found an awful lot of negative reviews for this. A lot of people calling it lame. People calling it a waste of time. Like, what even is this? Well, that wasn't scary. It's meant to be a Halloween cartoon. All that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... But, like, Nightmare Before Christmas is, like, a Halloween-related thing, and it's not particularly scary. Really.
Yeah. Mm. Well, here's someone who did like it. Egg187. I want you to take this one. Right. I gave it 5 stars.
Okay, this is all the way back in 2001 again.
Yep.
This is what Newgrounds is all about. Very good movie. I want more. If you could, how long did it take you to create that movie? The kid, for some reason, reminded me of Montana Max from Tiny Toon Adventures.
He does look like Max.
Yeah. Just don't ask why. Face with a nose. Don't do that.
Oh my gosh, it's a tonguey face, but with like a pointy nose.
Don't do that. That was good. The music. There's a reason that died out. That was good. The music was great. Gave me the chills and had a good feeling watching it. I mean, after all the bullshit I seen in the past 2 days, this was very, very good. What the hell happened in the past 2 days?
I don't know.
Thanks for restoring my faith in you, Grounds.
And then they signed their
Egg
post.
187, the yoke has spoke.
Yes!
If you like to speak to the yoke, email him at ba1416@aol.com. Ah, yes, I know. I have AOL.
I love the audacity. Like, this was a time when people not only signed their posts by, you know, just by rote, you know, like I'd say maybe one in five people would just sign their posts, because that's what that felt like the thing to do.
Uh-huh.
this person goes above and beyond. And not only do they have a signature, but they have a catchphrase.
And it's themed around their username.
Of course.
And that is, well...
And then they put their full AOL email address. like Egg187 is a very brave man.
Well, I think we've just discovered the name for this episode.
So, another really positive review. Sock Puppet, in November of 2001, said, "Excellent! Not a frame wasted either. This is my favourite, no contest. Has every element of the full feature. Ambiance, drama, humour, and especially, timing. This is a very sweet film in a deceptively small package. 0 stars.
Whoops.
I love every time we find one of these, because it's clearly someone who is so excited that they forgot how the system works.
Excellent.
And finally, we have the last one, which is a genuine negative review.
Oh boy, okay. Lock with an E. 666, December 24th, Christmas Eve. Really?
Yeah.
You're going to leave a negative review on somebody? Why haven't you got anything else to do on Christmas Eve? Fucking hell.
Wow, you're properly...
I'm sorry.
Wait, let's save it, because Lock 666 might have some proper interesting things to say.
Okay. All the niceness, Blair. Man, I was just waiting for the building to collapse or the ghost to eat the kid's soul. That would have been cool, but no, had to be all nice and cute. This is that kind of disgustingly nice thing that should be used instead of skeet discs. What the fuck is a skeet disc? What's that?
Skeet shooting.
Oh, I see, okay. Anyone who likes this movie is either under six or has a... I don't want to even say that.
Go on.
Either under six or has a serious mental problem. However, I respect his right to put it on the internet. I hope he respects my right to burn this movie in effigy.
Joe Rogan, is that you?
Fucking hell. Christmas Eve.
I know.
Merry Christmas. Actually, I'm going to burn this movie.
This isn't Joe Rogan's account. Although, fuck Joe Rogan, obviously. This is the Grinch. I think this is the actual honest-to-goodness Grinch. And I think this is the last straw before he decides to steal Christmas. That's it, Max. We've had far too many cutesy cartoons on Newgrounds for this year.
How do you make an effigy of a flash animation?
Sorry, who grounds? Oh no, I dropped my notebook. Shit.
Alright.
Cindy Lou Who never recovered from that flame war. And the less said about Horton. Oh.
My God. Oh.
Well, at least in his unbridled bile, Locke 666 was able to give us a good chuckle.
Yes, my side legitimately hurts.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's only August.
I know, amazing.
Oh. But yeah, that was from my room.
That was from my room.
It was short and sweet, and it gave a lot of people a lot of emotions.
It was good. Fuck the haters.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for our final cartoon.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so this is called Pokemon EX.
It is.
Let's.
We are back.
We are so back, and I am ready for a Poke battle.
That was great fun.
Like, that was a really nice little Pokemon tribute.
Yeah.
And also a nice showcase of some fan Pokemon designs.
Yeah.
Some of which are really fun. I like that you can go through the whole Pokedex before or after you watch The Flash. And, well, not the whole Pokedex, but all the new ones.
Yeah, the ones that they created. Yeah.
And before we get to the actual cartoon, I have to mention some of my favourite Pokes.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a noble ghost called Baroon. And in the Pokedex entry, it says, they all have a gentleman blood with them.
Okay.
Which, I don't know. That just the phrasing of that, I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
There's one which we both noticed looks a lot like the Pokemon Vespiquen.
Yeah.
But this Flash came out several months before Vespiquen made its debut in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah.
So unless there was some early promo art, which I don't think so.
They just got really lucky.
Like, it's uncanny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like nearly identical.
Like, fucking hell.
Like, even the type is the same.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Ugh, it's great. And of course, I absolutely adored the there are two really good electric dinosaurs who are called Diametrolek and, Stegoelectric.
Those are great names as well.
Yeah, which you said looked like the playground toys.
Yeah, the first one looked like the kind of a dinosaur that, like,
yeah, like the big Fisher Price
would have. Yeah,
plastic dinosaur.
Exactly, yeah.
And I love that so much. Did you have a favorite of the original Pokes? You enjoyed Baroon.
I did enjoy Baroon.
And its evolution, Kingloon.
Well, yeah, I liked Kingloon because it said it evolves when it absorbs all matter in the world. And I was like, well, at that point, you won't be evolving then, because...
It's a really nice little showcase. Because usually in this kind of thing, I imagine, you would get maybe like a single splash page with a bunch of your original Pokemon designs and their names and types.
Mm-hmm.
This goes above and beyond. We have like Pokedex entries. You can scroll back and forth through them. It's cute. I like it.
Yeah.
Like, some are obviously based on others, but some are just like way out of nowhere. Like, there was a mosquito Pokemon here, like, almost a decade before there was an actual mosquito Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff is just cool.
Yeah.
So the animation itself, I've written anime and lots of exclamation marks.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Because it looks as close to the Pokemon anime as it can.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the same background wooshy colours.
Yes.
It's got the same blurry effect on the spinning Pokeballs. It's got the same outfits, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did you feel about the gym leader designs?
I
know they appear very quickly, but
they
I
appear
think
very quickly.
Each one makes an impression.
But the gym leader who had the two dinosaur Pokemon,
yes,
was incredible.
Yes, he was. Do you remember what his name was? Because I wrote it down.
I don't remember his name.
His name was DJ Blitzy DaZap.
Wow, okay. I wasn't even... I was looking at his hair.
That's the name I want on my fucking tombstone. Hey, if you're looking for an alter ego to release some electronica...
I'll file that one away. It's terrible ideas to forget immediately.
Oh, excuse you. If I was on Bandcamp, right, or iTunes or something, and I saw new EP by DJ Blitzy DeZap, I'd be like, the fuck? I've got to listen to this.
All right, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing, actually.
Yeah. Something that charmed both of our hearts is that right at the end of the credits, when it says thanks for watching,
mm-hmm.
there's that classic anime smiley face.
Yeah.
Bracket, carrot, underscore, carrot, bracket.
But...
the one that looks like Kirby.
But the bracket's got a space.
Yeah.
So it makes the... yeah.
It makes it look like it's facing
one
way.
It's
nice. Yeah. Like, this is... It's just... it's really pleasant.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And, we don't have a Flash R for this one, really, do we?
No.
Because this is by Magic Man DX.
Yes.
Magic Man DX, whom we discussed in episode 12,
mm-hmm.
who did Gun Devil.
He did do Gun Devil.
And everything that we said about Magic Man DX in that episode, I assume, is still true, unless something drastic has happened in the Magic Man DX universe.
It's impossible to know, because there's no information, there's no extra information.
Yeah.
Like, I did another look, and, like, I don't know, he's done, like, 7 reviews ever.
Yeah.
And, like, the this and Gun Devil and those, like, Alice in Wonderland
Which we haven't got to yet, yeah.
Yeah, there's not much to go on.
There isn't, no. But what we do have is some comments, which you really? Found for us.
Did you hear me laughing?
I did hear you laughing from the other room, and I'm excited to see the cause of that.
Okay.
So let's finish things off with some comments from Pokemon EX.
I see eye to eye. I get it.
Yeah.
January 31st, 2006. Nicely done. I thought this would get a 0, but I was wrong. That was just my personal hatred acting up, but that was very well animated. Question though, where's that music? It seems familiar. Sorry, couldn't spell.
Well, they're honest.
Yeah.
And they're polite.
Yes.
And they want to know where the music's from.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it says in the credits, though.
Once again, people don't know how to watch the credits on Newgrounds.
So, Kirby Phelps PK said, this was on Christmas Day of 2006, said, cool, but all the made-up Pokemon kind of ruined it.
That's what makes it interesting, yeah. Though.
Hey, Kirby Phelps PK, if you're listening, that's the point. Here are some cool Pokemon I made up. Now I'm going to animate them for you. Kirby Phelps PK, please pay more attention in future. So the final one.
This is the one I was laughing at.
Okay, so take a breath.
It's from Rolox.
Not Roblox.
No, Rolox.
Okay.
April 30th, 2007. Not bass, but not very good neither.
Oh, that's charming. And you know what? It's not Bass. It's Mega Man. Boom!
That's the misspelling of bad and very. And also the use of neither instead of either.
Look,
you know,
it's a special kind of dialect.
That just really tickled me.
Yep, it's really good. Just before we leave it, I just want to highlight some of the other original Pokemon that were made.
Uh-huh.
So we got Tristar, which is just a fish that is just a three-pointed star thing.
Like Staryu, kinda.
Yep. We've got Chimple. Chimple's the first one, which has crystals.
Yes.
With their fire crystals.
That's interesting. It's a fire-type monkey. before, once again, before Diamond and Pearl.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one that's just Kakuna.
Yeah, Buzzcoon.
Yeah, there's Blue Queto, which is the mosquito Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like the Pokedex description says, it suck blood from human or other Pokemon to live. This Pokemon, Ite, had a dangerous poison. And I'm not sure what that meant to say.
I think this Pokemon's bite had a dangerous poison.
You are fucking Miss Marple.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. It's a cool looking mosquito.
It is, yeah.
Ah. But yeah, they're just really charming.
Yeah.
And I really like them a lot.
Yeah.
And I just look, they're so cute though.
Yeah.
Okay, we can cut out me fawning over them, but like, look
at
them.
I can't argue. They are very adorable.
But yeah, so I think we have time for maybe one or two listener emails.
Yeah, I think we can squeeze some in.
So, last week, I gave all of y'all a prompt to write in about, and I said you should email in to flashinthepancast@gmail.com about your very first Flash animations.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got quite a few replies.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to sift through only a couple of them today because we're a bit pressed for time.
Okay.
But honestly, keep them coming in because these stories are all pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really enjoying reading them. Great Joe, our frenemy, wrote in and said, holy crap, the earliest Flash cartoon I remember seeing was the Star Wars gangster rap.
Uh-huh.
Side note, don't worry, it's on our list.
Yeah, it's on the list.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
Oh boy. and he continues saying, I remember being hesitant about watching it because A, it's not a game, and B, it's in Flash, which was clearly inferior to Shockwave at the time.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a regretful memory just in general. I don't know.
There were definitely worse memories you could probably possibly have.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I can definitely understand being kind of ashamed at like being a platform snob.
Yeah.
I mean, not just being like a console warrior, because I think all of us had console warrior tendencies. But like specifically, it's made in Flash. I don't watch Flash. I only experience games made in Shockwave. You know?
That is like such an early 2000s thing to be elitist over as well.
It is. And
perfect.
It is exactly the equivalent of modern, very easily swayed gamer bros going, this was made in Unity? You don't make good games with Unity!
Except when you do.
Yeah, just get, yeah, like, yeah, that's, I believe, a categorically incorrect opinion.
Yes. Yeah.
And I have one more, and this is an exciting one.
Ooh.
So, last episode, we covered a wonderful cartoon called Now or Never.
Yes, we did.
Made by Morgan Kitten.
We did.
Yeah. And she listened to that episode, and she wrote us in. She wrote in talking about her first Flash animations. And you know what it was? It was Video Game Director's Cut, which we have covered before.
We have.
Yeah, do you want to take this one?
Okay. If this isn't the first, it might be pretty damn close. So it's the... it's the Pixel Parodies Mario versus Sonic. Wow, okay. Extremely predictable choice for a preteen who is into video games. Obviously, you want to see your favorite video game and cartoon characters bleed and curse.
Yep.
It was the whole power and magic of the internet back then. Yeah. Honestly, not too shabby for 2001 either. Very good presentation, especially with the soundtrack chosen. Incredibly of its time, yeah.
Yeah, that is completely true.
Correct.
Morgan, thank you for writing in. Like, that is exactly what we were hoping for.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, I'm not surprised.
No.
I am not surprised that this was your introduction to online animation stuff. Because, like, it's Mario versus Sonic. There is swears. There's bleeding.
Yeah.
And there's... it's great. It's really great.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, please keep those emails coming in to flashinthepancast@gmail.com. And especially if you want to tell us about your first ever Flash experiences... And perhaps also, if you have any other questions, comments, suggestions, photos of cool animals or maybe a recipe for some delicious Japanese curry.
Mm. Oh, that would be good.
It would be good, yeah.
Making me hungry again. We just ate.
But yeah, I think that's just about it
for
tonight.
Yeah.
This has been a lot of fun. We've seen some cool stuff, and I think we've really spanned some genres.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to keep the next one a bit shorter so we can fit some more of those emails in.
I think that's a very good idea, because I'm very sleepy right now.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, so until next time, Alex, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter, at Dex01, and you can find my original music I composed, the theme for the show, at alexvalentine.bandcamp.com. I just uploaded a new compilation of my music, which is like, hey, here's all the stuff that I've done over the past couple years, because I know I've done a lot, and it can be confusing navigating around my whole discography and going, what's actually good? So there it is. And also, I do many and varied Let's Play videos. I still haven't done uploaded a new Punisher, and I really should, and I will. youtube.com/VNDLP.
Nice. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at Gertrude Perkins. That's Gertrude, P-R-K-N-S. I also run Papers I'll Never Write, which is at non-articles. And you can find the show's Twitter on Twitter, funnily enough, at FlashITPancast. That's at FlashItPancast. And as we said at the top of the show, you can find all the episodes, links to all the videos, etc. at FlashInThePancast.com. So, this has been Flash in the Pan. I've been Tom.
I've been Alex.
And until next time, the yoke has spoke.
Ah, blam this piece of crap.
At AOL.com.